Welcome back, everybody. My name is Vijay Prasad, personal trainer of over 28 years and owner of Aspire Higher Health and Fitness, and of course, the host of our currently new podcast that I just brought back for us to enjoy, Not Another Fitness Podcast. Thank you for joining me again today. Hope everybody did listen and enjoy the last one. Like I said, it's been a little while, and I'm just kind of bringing things back, getting that podcast going again. It's been a few years, so we're back in the saddle and ready to get things going again. So thank you for joining me today. And today we're going to go through one topic that is really, really sparked up. Again, being an online fitness trainer, it's one of those things that people get to not have to deal with anymore. But the ones who are still in the gym creeper. Yeah. You all know out there what I'm talking about, the gym creeper. That person in the corner or standing in there who's just making things weird, you know? That guy or girl who just, they're there and they're doing stuff that just, it makes you feel awkward. So if there is anybody out there who doesn't exactly understand what that is. So gym creeps, the behaviors, we're looking at things like, so a gym creeper makes people feel uncomfortable. They're inappropriate. They do things like they make unwanted advances or irritating or cruel, rude, mean comments or sexual things like that. They're just comments that are not okay. And they invade personal space, or they're taking photos without your permission or of other people, things like that. They don't respect other people's space and they don't respect other people's feelings. So a gym creeper just does things that they are just not supposed to be doing in a gym. In there, if there's ever a situation and you're in this situation where you have to deal with one, always remember, please do not allow this to continue. Don't feel weird, awkward, unsafe, and don't stay there and just let it happen, because if they're creeping you, they're probably creeping somebody else. So let some gym staff know, get some help, because it's always good to deal with that right away, because the gym is supposed to be a safe space for everyone. So gym creepers, get the hell out. If you're not a gym creeper, though, and you're the one wanting to laugh at gym creepers, hey, let's make fun of them, because you know what? They deserve it. So is that bad? Should I be a little more understanding, because we don't know what their situation is? I'm sorry. If you're a gym creep, you're a gym creep. You can do that shit somewhere else. Take it out of the gym. The gym's placed for some hard work and some physical meditation. You know, get the gym creeps out. Y'all heard about Joey Swoles? I love that dude. You know, like, mind your business, mind your own business, be kind to people, be generous, be nice, mind your own business, and don't bother others. I like that Joey Swoles. He's a good dude. You know, I've heard some people trying to blast him too, but hey, you can't win everybody, I suppose, but he's a good guy. I like him. But again, those are kind of those general behaviors about what a gym creeper is. So if you see any of those, definitely call them out, because it's an easier way to make it a safe environment for everyone. But you know, if you've ever dealt with one, like, they're weird. There's some weird dudes and girls even. Like, it's, they stare and you catch them doing stuff. Like taking pictures and acting like they're not. You know, I've gotten in trouble for taking pictures in a gym myself. But the thing is, the difference is when I'm doing pictures of myself in a gym, well, as I said, I'm a personal trainer. Usually I'm not doing it for my own ego. I'm usually doing it because I'm making a video for a client or making a video for one of my social medias or something. And it's a good space to do it, because anybody who works with me out there, then you've seen, you know, I work out of my home. So it's nice to have a change in the background. But when I'm taking picture or video, just so everybody's aware, no, you're not entitled to do that. If someone in the gym is feeling uncomfortable, even if it's not the policy of the gym, stop it. Don't take the video. Don't take the picture, because you know what? If other people are uncomfortable, then they're uncomfortable. If there's any chance that they can be in your shot, you don't have the right to take your shot. The gym's for the gym, for people to go work, right? So keep that clear. Video and picture does not have right of way when it comes to the gym. Okay, that's not where there's no entitlement there. You don't get to be entitled with that. But if you're in a place and you're being respectful, then turn it off and turn it back on when they're out of the way, if that's the case. If there's no rules against it, okay, just make sure your shot's clear. It's not that hard. Anytime I do it, I make sure that there's no chance of anybody in my shot. I will use the gym, but I'll make sure it's clear in my camera view. I still got in trouble for it. Don't get me wrong. It's because somebody was in the gym who they didn't want me using my camera in the event that they were worried. And you know what I did? When I was told that I can't do that, I first of all clarified that there was no possible way they could be in my shot, just to make sure that I was not being titled as this gym creep, but I also made sure to apologize, because it is not my shot more important than their workout nor their comfort. So I made sure to apologize, because I said, I'm like, it was not my intention to make you feel uncomfortable. I was doing this for work, because that's what I was doing it for. And I said I wouldn't do it again. You know what? I looked through the rules on, like, when it came to video and film in the gym. There is no posted rules about me not doing so. And you know what I did? I still stopped. You know why? Because like I said, taking video and picture in a gym is not priority. You don't have entitlement. Even if it's not a written rule, let's call it an unwritten rule that if anybody in that facility is feeling uncomfortable, your camera doesn't need to be there. At the end of the day, before cameras became a thing that came to the gym and we had our phones with us all the time, it wasn't a thing. So it doesn't need to be a thing. So if someone's uncomfortable, take your shot elsewhere. It doesn't need to be there. That's not what it's for. So let's make sure that we protect those who are not comfortable. You don't get to worry or wonder why they don't feel comfortable. Doesn't matter. Your video and pictures are not more important than their workouts or their comfort or their safety. Maybe they're trying to hide their face and they don't want someone to know who they are, where they are, and there's a risk that you posting a picture could expose them. There could be that. You don't know. It could be that they just don't feel comfortable. You don't know, so don't do it. So gym creepers, get out. If you like to take pictures and videos in the gym, just make sure you're clear. If anybody feels uncomfortable, just stop. You know, treat everybody with respect. That's all it is. It's easy. We can all do this. We're all part of a gym family, right? We're all part of a gym team or a healthy lifestyle team. So let's support each other, because a healthy, happy world will just be a healthier, happier world, and happier people make for better days. I think, you should think, I mean, really, who doesn't want to be happy? And I know some people are just not. So why not try to make things better for everyone? So that's my little tangent on the gym creepers and what to do in terms of filming in a gym. Just don't, unless you're clear. And if anybody feels uncomfortable, just stop. I know I said it multiple times. You know why? Because it's important. Anyways, now, we've all got stories about gym creepers. I've never crept on anybody. Usually when I'm in the gym, I'm there to pump that iron, get that sweat. I'm actually very focused in the gym when I go. I am one of those people who I like to have. Anybody heard of an elevation mask? I fucking love those. It's a mask that you wear across your nose and your mouth, so it restricts your oxygen. And now, to be clear, the science behind an elevation mask, the claims are that it's like training at an elevation. Well, the concept is great. It's not exactly the same, because there's physiological adaptations to using an elevation that you don't get using an elevation mask. If your physical body's not at elevation, you're not getting that blood oxygen saturation that you would at elevation. It is just strengthening your lungs so you can pull more oxygen, right? So it's restricting your airway for breathing. So you breathe harder in the mask, which makes your lungs more powerful. So you're not physiologically getting more saturation of oxygen into your blood, but it does make you breathe better, because you're focusing on the muscle of your lung. You're breathing deeper, harder, and heavier, right? So lung capacity is increased that way. I fucking love them though, because it goes across my face. People don't talk to me when I have it on. And then I have my earphones on, so I don't hear anybody. So I go in, get dirty, and leave. I like to get in, get out. I am not someone who likes to hang around for a long time. So my break times, talked about in the last one, like I love my metabolics. I like to get in, get dirty, get out. So I don't like to sit and wait for long break times. I like to move. And then basically my break times, if I have them in my workout, is trying to clean up my area so I can move along. And then as soon as I'm set up, I go, right? So that's what I love about it, is I can't even be a creep, because I'm like covering up my face and I've got my earphones on. I've got the non-physical or non-verbal communications of, don't talk to me right now. I'm at work. That's kind of how I work there. So I love that I can never be labeled as a gym creeper, but I've seen some when I'm working out and I've seen them like doing stuff. I've intentionally put myself in between gym creepers and other people trying to train, just because I wanted to get in that creeper's way. They get mad, but I don't care. They don't need to creep. And if they get mad because you're getting in the way of something, generally speaking, it means they're doing something that they shouldn't be. Why do I say it that way? Because otherwise, if you're just going to work out and somebody's minding their own business, you're not in their way. There's no reason for them to get mad at you for standing somewhere and working out if you're not in their way. So it's a good way to tell. That's one way. So, quick joke. How do gym creeps like to flirt at the gym? So again, gym creeper joke. How do gym creeps like to flirt at the gym? Well, they give you dumbbell eyes and hope you'll fall for their flex appeal. Oh my God, that was wonderful, wasn't it? Oh, I think I just, if there's podcast Emmys for that joke alone, no, I totally looked it up. It's not my original. I just found it. It was not actually that funny, but hey, here's another one. What did one gym creep say to another when they were caught following people around? What did one gym creep say to another when they were caught following people around? All right, you ready for this? Hey, we're just adding cardio to our workout routine. Creepio, the new fitness trend. Oh, I felt everybody just be like, yeah, okay, I'm turning you off. Don't turn me off. Don't turn me off. Those are pretty bad, I know. Oh my God, the gym creep. There's so much you can talk about the gym creep. I mean, so many people. If anybody has some stories on their last experience with the gym creep, please, please share it. Send me DMs. I know I said it before, but DMs are an easier way. I'm on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. I don't have Twitter because that ship is sinking, so I'm not on Twitter. But I'm on TikTok, I'm on Instagram, I have a Facebook business page as well. You can reach out to those. And of course, my email, if you ever want to email me with ideas or suggestions, and definitely with situations like this where you've got anecdotes to share, my email, aspirehigherfitness@outlook.com. aspirehigherfitness@outlook.com. If you've got things to share with me, I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to include it where I can. So definitely reach out where you can. So I'd love to hear some of those stories. But yeah, there is definitely a lot of them. Have you ever, like, what the stereotypes behind a gym creeper? Like, what do they look like? If we were to pick just like identifiers of a gym creep, what would that be? I mean, you've got the mirror guy, and some of you know what I mean there. The mirror guy, the one who he's trying not to get caught looking, so he uses the mirrors of the facility to stare awkwardly, but then you catch him and he doesn't realize he's caught in the mirror. You know the kind. There's those. It's like, and then they don't look away at first, so they don't realize they're caught in the mirror reflection. It's so awkward. It's like getting caught staring somebody's feet. You know, it's like, oh, now what do you do? Yeah. And then you got some of those ones who are, they're not trying to look at you. They're trying to get you to look at them, those gym creepers. So what do? Oh, that excessive grunter. You may not, you know, there's a hard part. There's a line with that one. Because some guys, when they work out, they grunt like, I don't even know what sounds they're making. Because I'm trying to pump themselves up, or I don't know. Some people do it and it works for them fine. I hate it. I like silence when I train. So when I hear that, I like earphones, because when I have my earbuds in, I don't hear that stuff. But oh, when you get those guys just making an audible chaos just so people will look at them, that's another form of gym creep. It may not be for sexual advance and stuff, but it's an attention advance, which is still part and parcel, I think. So a gym creeper isn't just necessarily a gym creeper who's trying to pick up a girl or pick up a guy. They can also be someone who's trying to pick up attention. So if you're in the gym to pick up attention, well, again, what are you there for? If you're there for attention, come on now. We're here to make things better for ourselves. We're in the gym to be physically more active, stronger, healthier. And still, I understand, you know, if you see someone you like and you want to take your shot, take your shot. Don't get me wrong. The world is not going to procreate if we don't take those shots where we can. And hell, I met my wife in a gym. I took my shot and it worked. If it doesn't work though, know when to back off. But again, I'm not saying don't take your shot. I'm saying don't be a gym creep. Again, it's not that hard to not... It's not that hard to not do, is that right? You get what I mean. Just don't be one. But yeah, they are some interesting guys. You know, and also, if anybody's got some good stories, like ones that are like, ooh, that's juicy, you know, I would be happy to jump on a call to bring in for a quick segment where we could talk about it, because that can make for a fun little conversation. So if you got some, absolutely share. You know, excuse me, totally coughing over myself here. But you know, that's where those, like, you know, member only areas, when I say member only, so you have like women's only areas and stuff like that, those are great for that, to keep those ones out. The sad part is though, it doesn't keep everybody out. Some people are, they're brazen, you know? So again, if you're in that situation, absolutely find a gym staff member who can give you some help, because it shouldn't be happening. I will make jokes about it, for sure I will, but on this segment especially, I'm going to make jokes where I can, but the fact is, it isn't necessarily a funny situation. Gym creepers should not be happening. That's a bad thing. Mind your business. Joey Swoles is right. Be good, be kind, mind your business, and just do your thing. And like I said, if you have to, take your shot. But then if the shot doesn't work, move on. Moving along from that, though, again, like if we're ever looking at a situation now, a gym creeper, they can be subtle, they can be sneaky. But what about those ones who are overt? They know what they are, and they're there, and they're going to do it. But, you know, they're going to walk that line. They're just going to hang right before crossing that line. They're going to hang right there just because they don't want to stop. Oh, those guys, those ones are frustrating, because those ones are the ones who are like, they know what they're doing. They know how to get around the rules, and you can't back them out because they're not necessarily, but they are breaking the rule. Oh, those guys, there's always those in everything. You know, you have that loudmouth, you know, asshole, but he's tough so he can back it up, that kind of thing. Oh, you just hate him because you can't get around it. They know how to skirt the rules. Oh, did you hear that? The big beep there. I live by the Pacific Ocean where I am here. So I live in Vancouver and get a lot of the boat horns, and I live kind of right by the waterside. So you get a lot of traffic out there. So sometimes you hear a little bit of that distraction behind me. What would it look like could you imagine if a gym creeper was like, I need help? Like a rehab facility for gym creepers, what would that look like? Could you imagine, like, everybody's got their cell phones out and they're not looking up? Imagine the facility. Everybody's just kind of looking down and peeking from the corner. That it would be like walking through the creepiest town you've ever imagined, and everybody's only looking at you through their phones because they're trying to record. Oh my God, did I just describe every day of everybody's life right now, except not in the gym? Technology is a weird thing for that, isn't it? Mornings when I'm trying to walk my dog, it's like 5 a.m. a lot of times, and like people are out there staring at their phones, and there's nobody in the street. It's 5 a.m. There's like nobody out there, and they'll still bump into you because they won't look up because they're staring down at their phones. Put the TikTok away, man. Pay attention. You're going to walk into traffic, which I hope never happens, because that would be awful. But geez, you've seen videos. Oh, if you haven't, you should look, because they are funny to see. But you've seen videos of people, if you haven't, look them up. They've just locked onto their phone on something, and they're walking, and they do things like walk into traffic or fall into a fountain, things like that. It's like, geez, it's not that important. I'm not one to stick to my phone that much. I truthfully get anxiety from mine because it's always buzzing, and I hate it. So I have to turn my notifications off. It's my personal gym creeper. It's always watching me, waiting to be like, you know what? I'm going to notify you now when you least expect it and you don't want to see it. That's what it does. They know. Oh, how do you deal with a creeper when you catch them and they're close to you? I'm asking this. Like, this isn't an anecdote or me setting up for something. This is me asking you directly. What would you do? How would you deal with it? Everybody's got different ways. Some people will be like, I'm just going to deal with it, bear down, get my work done, leave as soon as I can. Some people just stop and leave and just not deal with it. Some people will get help. And some people will try to creep them back. There's always ways. If you're going to try to creep back, though, be careful, because some creepers don't get the hint. So if you're going to walk that line and try to play the funny long game there, just remember it could backfire. Ultimately, just telling staff member is always the best choice, because that way you're safe and everybody else is safe. And if you can help prevent that person from doing things to other people, again, safety is everything. But yeah, when it comes to that gym safety, that's the more important thing than anything else. So if you see creeper, get them out. But what would you do? Would you talk to them? Would you go up to them and be like, I see what you're doing? Yeah, I'm curious. Again, these are one of those things where I'd love to hear people actually message me and just let me know what they would actually do. That'd be kind of fun. Not that they're going through it, but just to hear different ways of dealing with them, because that would be something that would be helpful. Imagine everybody trying to figure out, what do I do to deal with this creeper, but they don't know or they feel nervous. This is a great time to help people out. Absolutely put it on there. What would you do? So when I post this, you can DM me, but also comment on the post. Let other people see it so that way people know what they can do. It'd be helpful for everyone, I think. But hopefully, bit by bit, that will get better. The unfortunate thing is we are in a digital age and cell phones are everywhere, creepers everywhere, because it's access to everything is so easy now, isn't it? You can do so many things and it's ridiculous. Like, you can just get away with anything nowadays, it seems like. And then the things that you shouldn't get away with, you can. The things that shouldn't be a big deal can get you killed. It's a weird world out there right now. Oh, I went heavy there, hey? Not even a joke, though. I'm a person of color. I can say that because it's true. You can step out your door and get shot for absolutely no reason, unfortunately. But let's not go down that road, because this is fun fitness time. And we're talking about not another fitness podcast. Ooh, a shameless plug for myself. But again, when it comes to the online world of fitness, that's one of those things you don't have to deal with, right? I mean, you've got your built-in protection. You're at home. And so with my clients, they're on there with me and it's just me and them. Or if we're doing a small group, it's me and whoever's in the group, but that's it. There's no creepers to worry about. The safety is, that's one of the beauty things of the online fitness world. I know I'm back into my little shameless plug, but again, it's what I do. That's what I am now, is I'm 100% an online personal trainer, because after COVID hit and changed things, I mean, I didn't need to go back, and it's easier for me. It's easier for my clients. It just works. So why not? But it's also that safety aspect. They don't have to worry about feeling unsafe in a gym. I can work with people now who, maybe you're a female who doesn't like men. No, I shouldn't say don't like men. I mean, but not comfortable with male trainers. Well, now you don't have that stigma or that issue because it's online. You don't have to worry about it, right? So it's just a safer environment for anyone to feel comfortable in, get their workout done, and then they don't have to worry about getting in and out. So, I mean, you don't have to worry about people watching while you're working out, except me, of course, because I need to see what you're doing, but beyond that. So another way of handling creepers, hey, the online fitness world just helps, just works. And you can take that. Remember, you can take that to a gym if you need it as well. If you have an online fitness trainer, my clients do it. Other people have their own online trainers do it, but they take their phones to the gym and they live chat with me. So I'm training them while they're at their gym, because a lot of gyms don't let trainers come in. Insurance reasons not and whatnot. So I get it, but you can take your trainer with you on your phone. Doesn't stop anything, and they do it and it doesn't affect their workout at all. So you can do that too. It's a beauty tool that we have access to. Isn't this a wonderful life that we live now, in a way? At the same time, let's be honest, the digital age has its flaws and drawbacks as well. But in this regard, it is an absolute benefit. The world of tracking all the tech, which we talked about in the last episode, you know, you can do anything and everything with your tech nowadays. But hell, if it keeps you healthy, if it keeps going, it keeps you strong, and keeps the gym creepers away from you, I think we got a winning solution here, don't we? Anyway, everybody, that puts me to a good few minutes in, and I hope everyone enjoyed talking about gym creepers today. Again, I would love to hear from you. If you can tell me your stories that you've got about dealing with gym creepers or catching gym creepers, I'd love to hear them, or how you deal with them, or jokes that you have about gym creepers. I would love to see, hear them. So you can email me again, aspirehigherfitness@outlook.com. And I'm on all the socials, Aspire Higher Health and Fitness. You got your Instagram, you got your TikTok, I got my Facebook business page as well. You can message me through there. Also, I do not have Twitter, because Twitter kind of, I don't know, Twitter's dying. A slow, painful death that's picking up, but it's dying. So not on Twitter. And yes, I'm on YouTube as well. Aspire Higher Health and Fitness. Once again, folks, thank you for joining me. My name is Vijay Prasad, personal trainer of over 28 years, long time. Been doing this a long, long time, and I love it. And I will be doing it for hopefully another 50 years to come if I can stay young and healthy. That would put me into my hundreds, I know, but nonetheless. Everybody, be safe, be healthy, be good to each other. And I can't wait to catch you on the next one. Everyone, take care. Hello, my name is Vijay Prasad, and I am an online personal trainer, owner of Aspire Higher Health and Fitness. If you struggled getting to the gym, or you just didn't feel like going out in public to work out, online health and fitness is the new trend that is taking the world by storm. COVID made a lot of changes for people, and they had to adapt how they did things, and it turns out online training is 100% effective when reaching those health and fitness goals. If you're interested in trying an online fitness session with me, please contact me, Aspire Higher Health and Fitness, and that is aspirehigherfitness@outlook.com.